Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Alive and well, right?
Jeez.
Yeah, it's good to see you alive and well. Oh my god. I decided I was cleaning up a lot, so I was like, I need to take a break and just rest my body because Kendall was sleeping, Brinley sleeping, and Jamal was sleeping. Well, he wasn't sleeping yet, but I was like, let me lay my ass down because I'm not going to get a chance to take a break anytime soon.
Yeah. I woke up and I was like, my legs just not, they did not want to work. I was like, oh my God. I felt like I was like a 100-year-old person suffering from like arthritis.
I'll be back. All those dance moves you were doing last night.
Dance moves.
You were dogging the shit out of people. I showed you those videos.
That
Sierra brings it out of you. Sierra. So last night was my birthday, guys. Well, actually yesterday was my birthday. I had a birthday party. It was a lot of fun.
Yay.
Everybody that came, thank you for all the wine.
How much wine did you get?
I got like maybe like probably like 10 bottles of wine.
What?
Yeah, like some people brought two. Mom brought me like 4 bottles.
Damn.
Yeah. But she was like, one of them, she was like, this one's for me. Put it in the refrigerator. The rest is yours. All right.
Well, I'm glad I didn't bring, because I was like, maybe I'll bring wine. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
But yeah.
There's a lot of wine.
There's a lot of wine. So that's why I decided to go all in for the weekend. And I popped a bottle.
Yeah.
So we are drinking.
You're drinking.
I'm drinking Moscato.
I have not had it. Any.
Brandy's being wise and she's not drinking.
I have a headache. Yeah, I was so tired this morning. I woke up at 8 and I was like, because we stayed at mom's house and we stayed
I'm glad you did
in the bed downstairs, and like we're used to a king size bed. So Norman was like, move over. I was like, I'm on the edge. I cannot move. So I just went upstairs and got in the Kendall's bed. And then I slept for another like 2 hours.
That's good.
And so now, and then they were showing the Real Housewives of Atlanta last season's reunion.
Okay.
And so I watched that because that was the season that Kim was on that season, and like there was all this stuff.
Oh, that was the one season she came back.
Yeah, or she was a visitor or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
And I was watching it and I was like, dang, like Kim.
Kim Zolciak, or what's her name now?
Bierman. Zolciak Bierman. Kim Zolciak. I don't like. She was just, like, and it was funny because she was upset on the last, she was, when the, you know, the season, the reunion ended, like, she called Andy in the bathroom, and she was like, there was no positive questions, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, well, every, you know, everything on this season with you was contentious, like, it was. You were combative. So, of course, there's nothing positive. And it wasn't. Like, everything she was doing.
I look like an asshole in this season. Like, because you were acting like an asshole.
She showed her ass big time. And it was like, dude, why is she even on here?
Okay, can I just stop you right now for that reference? She showed her ass. So, I was telling this girl that what happened at my Christmas party last year, how that guy got fired.
because he acted crazy. And I was like, he showed his whole asshole. You know, I was like, he did this, he did this, he did this. And so she's like, tell me the story. And I'm like, okay, I'm telling her a story. Like, he's drinking too much. He's dancing provocatively. He's pulling his shirt up. He's calling people bitch, bitch. He drops some N-words on people.
Wait, what?
This happened, right? And she was like, but when does he show his ass? And I was like, what do you mean? She said, you said he showed his whole asshole. And I was like, and then her friend was like, it's a metaphor,
yeah.
Or,
yeah,
you know, she thought
it's a slang term.
Yeah, she thought he was gonna pull his ass out at the end of the story. She was like, but when does he show his ass?
That's hilarious.
It doesn't happen, guys. It's a figure of speech. Yeah. That's the word. Okay.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Oh, man, that's funny.
When does he show
his ass?
She wanted to know about that specific
that specific part. Like, how does this happen when his ass comes out at the party?
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious. Oh, man.
Yeah. I didn't know that happened at the Christmas party. You told me, like, some dude was acting, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I don't think I heard the story of, like, what happened.
He was a hot mess express. So, it was our Christmas party, company Christmas party. Everyone at the party, we worked together, and there was a line to get in, and we're at the Roosevelt. And there's a line, and the guy's, like, checking our names on the freaking guest list and letting us in. He's being stupid.
Was it a club? Like, what?
It was at the Roosevelt Hotel, and they had a party, you know, one of their banquet rooms or whatever for us. And they
were like, you guys can't come in if you don't work here.
Right. They were just checking the name, and we're waiting in a long line, and it's super obnoxious, but whatever. So me and James were waiting, and then the guy and a female walk in, and they just walked to the front of the line and saw some people that they knew. They're like, oh, I know you. You work in my department. Hi, how are you? And then I just, like, my face, like, I had to pull my face off. Because I was like, what the fuck just happened right now? Did these motherfuckers just jump line with your coworkers? Like, you work with us. We're going to see you.
Yeah.
That's super rude. So then they rubbed me the wrong way the second they stepped into the room. They get in the club before us, and then the Christmas party. And then our freaking HR director comes up, and she's like, what the fuck? Let these people in. And so then they're like, get out of the way. Just let everybody in. So everybody comes in, and we come in, and I see the dude. And he was like, oh, hey, girl. I said, I ain't got nothing to say to you.
Did you know him?
Like, yeah, I know him.
Okay.
He worked in customer support.
Okay.
And so he was like, hey, girl. I said, I ain't got nothing to say to you. And he was like, what you mean? I was like, you and your friend. I ain't got nothing for you or your girl. Nothing. And he was like, bitch. And I was like, don't bitch me. Get out of here. Get out. Scoop. Bye. You know, and that's how I felt for the rest of the night towards him. And every time he would try and say anything to me, I was just like, bye. I ain't got nothing for you.
Do not speak to me.
But when they got to the party, they had already been drinking or doing whatever.
Uh-huh.
So they was turnt when they got there. So he's continuing to drink because it's an open bar. And the room was super small. And there was a bunch of people in there. So there's people of different levels in the company
right.
that could see everything that you're doing.
Yeah.
So he's continuously drinking. He's being really obnoxious. He's dancing inappropriately on men and women because he's gay. And but he's strange. Like, people are like, hey, man, you know, I'm good. And you're at work. And I was like, hey, bro, you should probably tone it down a little bit because you're at work.
Yeah.
And you're going to get fired. And he was like, bitch.
Okay. And you're going to get fired.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not your bitch, but you need to tone it down because you're still at work.
Right.
And so he was like, bitch. And all night long, he was obnoxious. His shirt came off. He kept drinking.
His shirt, like, he lifted his shirt up
and he had, like, a rocker on his stomach, like, the city he was from. I was just like, okay, you should probably put your shirt down. And then he knocks over some glasses, dancing with some girl. He starts dancing with me. And I don't want you to fucking touch me. Don't touch me. So he's dancing with me, and he puts his hands all over my, like, tries to put his hands all over my body. And I was like, I grabbed his hands, like, his wrists, and I, like, pushed him off of me. And I was like, do not touch me.
Right.
And then while this is going on, people are getting this on tape.
Oops.
They got on tape, on their phones. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
They're recording it. Right.
So everybody's seeing all this stuff and the way he's behaving and he's touching people. And, like, I pushed him off me. And some people after work the next day, they're like, hey, there's videos of you going, like, there's videos. And I was like, what? And they're like, when you were dancing with old boy. And then one girl was like, you handled yourself very well. Uh-huh. I was like, get your hands off of me. Don't touch me. Anyway, he got thrown out of the place. He comes back in. He called people niggas a couple of times. He was like, nigga, what? What? Like, he's like, women and men, black women, he's calling them this, that, and the other.
And is he not black?
No, he's Hispanic.
Oh, God.
And so then, like, a couple times he squares up with folks. Like, he was dancing with people. They're like, yo, man. And you're like, I'm cool, but knock it off. Like, get your ass off of me, shaking his ass on people. And so he square up. And he was like, what's up? He was like, you know, hands up. What's up? And he gets kicked out a couple times and he came back.
And they weren't watching for him to come back? Like, well, if he kept coming back?
They found him, obviously, and kicked him out again. But anyway, I never seen him again. He never returned to work again. And I knew it. I was just like, you can't behave like that.
No.
He never was seen again.
Mm-hmm.
And he got fired. And then the woman that he called a bitch... I think she's on a paid leave right now because she's
traumatized.
She still hasn't been back to work.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but she didn't get fired. But she hasn't. She came to work the next day and told me about the video because she was the one that was like, "You handled yourself the other way." And he called her a nigger. He called, you know, he said that to her. And she's an older black woman too. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, and then like the next week she didn't return. She went on like a leave of absence or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You people don't go to your company functions and show your ass, literally or figuratively.
Yeah, that is the
don't be a dick.
Showing your ass. That's what that is right there.
That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, so don't come to work on Monday.
Pretty much. You know what? We'll send you your things.
Yeah.
We'll send you your things.
Yikes.
Anyway, guys,
that's that's a phone call, like a fired phone, mm-hmm. Your fired phone call. That sucks. Yeah.
I don't know what I was going to say to you guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I'm 37.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm 37 now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I had, like, a wedding, and now I'm no longer what did Monica say? Remember, like, did you see the episode of Friends?
Probably not.
After Monica and Chandler get married. And then they're checking out of the hotel, and she's depressed. And she's like, bitch, you just got married. And she's like, I'm never going to be a bride again. Now I'm just someone's wife.
I think maybe I saw that one.
She was just like, I have nothing to look forward to. And like pretty
how
much,
about having kids?
Right? And he's like, well, what about the pictures? She's like, we're not going to get those for weeks from the photographers. And he was like, well, what about the digital cameras? Remember the disposable cameras?
The ones that Phoebe was taking?
Well, everybody was taking pictures with them.
No, remember Phoebe was putting them in her purse?
No, she was not. At the wedding?
Maybe it wasn't her wedding, but there was an episode where Phoebe was like, oh, look at all these free cameras! And she had all those cameras.
I don't know.
And they were like, those are for you to take pictures of the wedding.
I don't think you're referencing the right show.
I swear it was Phoebe because I was like, dumb Phoebe.
Find it.
She was like, oh, what a good idea. There are all these free cameras on the tables. You don't remember this.
I don't remember this.
How do I remember this and you don't remember
this? I don't remember this.
I will fact check that shit.
I'm going to put it out to the podverse and tell me, is this a scene from Friends?
It's a scene from Friends. It might not have been Monica's wedding,
okay.
But it was somebody's wedding that they were at, and the cameras were on the tables, and she had them all in her purse.
I really don't remember that, but I would love to. So if someone does, please let me know. Or if she's talking about a different show, I would like to know that too. Because I don't think so.
I swear to.
Well, that's what I was saying. My birthday's over. I'm never gonna be a birthday girl again. I'm just an old lady.
I'm an old lady.
But I had a great time.
You're not even...
Did you have fun? What was your favorite part of yesterday?
Oh, God. Probably...
That guacamole was on point.
Yeah, it was good.
Chips and guac. Kale salad.
I didn't have any of the damn kale salad.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I didn't have any. And it was gone.
It was gone, yeah. From my garden.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess, you know, seeing people. I hadn't seen Angela in forever. I don't even know when the last... I think the last time I saw Angela was when she bought her Acura. No.
It was my wedding, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that. Yeah.
I talked to Lacey and Sharon a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
And I guess
I didn't realize that her grandson was the same age as Giovanni, but...
Me neither. Yeah. What kind of advice did you give Jasmine?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. She posted something like, thanks for the advice.
To me?
On social. On a picture of you and Norman.
Oh, I was... Well, probably to Norman, because he was talking about, you know, to Maya, because, like, her daughter's about to be 18, and she's just, like, having...
She goes through it with her daughters.
Yeah, and so she, you know, she's, like... dealing with all this stuff, and I was just like, look, your job is not to be concerned about her feelings. Your job is to make sure that you raise her, mm-hmm. to, you know, she does her thing, graduates high school. You have to keep her alive till she's 18. That's your job.
Yeah, pretty much.
You don't have to worry about her feelings and all that other stuff. It's not your job. So, yeah. But I know Norman was probably talking to her a lot about Tamaya and all that stuff, because she's, you know, they're always having some issues and shit too, so.
Okay. Well, I'm nosy, so I was like, what are they talking about? I don't know. What's going on?
What advice?
Anyway, so I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Flakes.
And this is
Book of Lies,
the podcast. So, Brandy has called an audible. She has called an audible for today's episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are we going to do, Brandy?
We're going to switch it up today, and we're going to talk about a current event that is happening today. The return of the final season of Game of Thrones.
Winter is coming.
Winter has come.
Winter is here.
Winter has come.
So, therefore,
we're going to discuss the lying Lannisters today and probably a bunch of other stuff regarding the show. So,
and other lies that fuck some shit up.
Okay, ruin some lives, change some lives.
Seriously. So,
done some shit.
If you are not a Game of Thrones fan,
we suggest you start watching immediately.
You should start watching immediately if you're interested. Learn, listen.
Read the books. I haven't read the books.
I don't read books. I listen to books on...
On Audible.
I'm saying, like, it's still a book. I'm still, you know...
Yeah, you're still getting the information.
Absorbing it, yeah. You know what I mean? But I don't have time to read a book.
I know.
Unless it's a kid's book. I've got time for kid's books.
Yeah.
I could totally do that. So,
Ooh, maybe that's what I'll do. I'll listen to the Game of Thrones on Audible.
Ooh. I just watched it on HBO.
Yeah, but you know how the books are different.
The books are different.
Yeah.
I thought this season is not in the book, or is it?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Anyway, so what lie do you want to talk about first?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. Let's talk about the most blaring lie that is, you know, is affecting, like, what's happening now.
Okay.
And that's Jon Snow being... What is this? She's his aunt?
Jon Snow is a Targaryen.
Yes. And Daenerys is his aunt, right?
She's his aunt.
It's like, what?
So, that is a lie because...
Robert Baratheon adopted him because his sister,
mm-hmm.
had basically married his father, the Targaryen guy.
Mm-hmm.
And... since they weren't supposed to be together, it was a secret. They had a secret baby.
But they were married.
Right, but they weren't supposed to be together.
Okay.
Like, nobody knew that they were married.
Right, of course.
And so, he took the baby home as his bastard.
And it was not Robert Baratheon that did that.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was not Robert Baratheon who took Jon Snow.
Oh, home. You're right. I'm so sorry. You know why? I was thinking the Baratheon, because... them damn little kids ain't them Baratheons either.
Yeah. Exactly.
But, yes.
Stark.
My bad.
Ned Stark.
See, I've
She's been drinking a lot yesterday.
Yeah, my brain is a little fried.
It's
but
fried.
I was, because, okay, that and then, of course, Cersei's children are not Baratheons as they're supposed to be. So, okay.
That's a great lie. So, okay, let's... Okay. Okay. Okay, let's first start with the lineage of Jon Snow.
Okay.
Let's call this the lineage of Jon Snow. So, if you watch the season, you know that Jon Snow is a bastard. And he is brought up thinking that he is the bastard of...
Ned Stark.
Ned Stark and some whore.
Basically, yeah. A prostitute.
Because bastards in that world are called, you know, actually Snow.
Snow.
Actually, bastards of, like, the North are called Snow. And right. If he was a bastard of, where are they from? The Sand People. Where are they from? Wherever they're from. Yeah. You know what we're talking about. They're sand. So,
yeah.
They're sand. Anyway. So, Jon Snow believes he is a bastard. Ned Stark brings this baby home, and this baby is his sister's baby.
Yeah, this is his nephew.
This is his nephew. This is his sister's baby who was married to the main Targaryen, the oldest Targaryen brother.
Right.
Right. They have a baby who is Jon Snow. Jon Snow is the fucking king. Let's just say that right now.
Basically, yeah, he's heir to the fucking throne.
He's heir to the fucking throne. He's the king. Anyway. We're talking about the lineage of Jon Snow.
And poor Catelyn. Catelyn raised this boy.
I think he lied to her. I don't think she knew.
No, she didn't know.
Right, okay.
She knew. She thought he was her bastard.
Exactly. Right?
So Catelyn believes that her freaking husband bought this kid home that is his child.
Right.
And she's raising this child, and she's resenting him the whole fucking time.
Yeah, because I was just like, why wouldn't he tell his wife that, babe, I didn't cheat on you?
It's a secret.
Exactly. He kept that shit, and he took it to his fucking grave.
Because Daenerys and her brother were the last surviving Targaryen.
Exactly. And fucking her fucking brother's a fucking asshole.
Do you want to anger the dragon? God, he was so stupid.
Do you want to anger the dragon?
Do you want to anger the dragon? Like, he was so dumb.
Yeah, he was really stupid.
I love when she said, dragons can't be killed by fire.
That and was she was awesome. Like, bitch. Bitch. All that shit you did to me. All that whoring out you did. Like, he was a fucking asshole. Yeah, like, I wouldn't listen to a fucking thing he had to say to me. Your blonde hair. Oh my god, it's platinum
it's
blonde
white,
hair.
They're white hair. They're white,
white hair.
Yeah, because those Lannisters have yellow hair. I love how they're like yellow hair. Not blonde, yellow hair.
There's white hair, there's yellow hair.
And there's red hair, and there's black hair.
Exactly. That's all you're
going
to
get. All the color representations are there.
It's perfect. So anyway, that's how Jon Snow was brought up. So that's his deal.
Right.
All right.
And then in the season finale of last season, he and his... aunt, basically, develop a sexual relationship.
It was hot, too, man. Like,
I was just like, no! You know, when you're just like, you shouldn't, don't do that.
Don't do that.
You guys are related, ew.
Don't do that. I mean,
but again.
Incest is nothing. I honestly feel, I mean.
They don't know it. That's the thing.
They don't know it.
Exactly.
But I honestly feel that, like, if people like, oh my god, you're my aunt. And she's like, well, you're my nephew. That's a different accent. She doesn't have that accent.
But, not at all.
but do you think they'd be like, fuck it. Why not?
They'd probably be like, I honestly don't know.
Fuck it. Let's have some great kids. Nobody knows, but we know. Mm. But it's good. It's okay.
Yeah, that's gross.
No?
I don't know. It's weird.
It's so really weird. It's really weird.
Like,
it's gross.
It makes me like cringe. It's so cringy.
Okay.
Just like that whole fucking Cersei and
Jaime.
Jaime.
Okay, let's talk about the lies of the Lannisters, the lying Lannisters.
The Lannisters' lies.
So, Queen Cersei, what's her name? Lena Olin.
Lena Headley.
Headley. I was like, Head? Lena Headley, the Queen Cersei. She's a bad bitch, and she's a bitch.
She is a major bitch.
She's a major bitch, but she's a bad bitch. Like, she always, like, gets her, like, I feel like she always gets her fucking nut. Like, she's like, I'm coming for you. I'm gonna get you. I got you. Nut. Stupid. You know, I just feel like she, like, okay, yes, her kids are dead.
All of them.
Yes, all of her children are dead.
Yes.
But she got her revenge.
Yeah, but that was fucked up, too. But here's the thing. Okay. Her son what the hell was his name? I forgot what his name was.
Joffrey.
Joffrey was a fucking psycho. A nut. This is what happens when siblings fuck.
Yeah.
Okay? Homeboy was twisted in the head.
He was awful. He was a terrible, awful, awful guy.
And
awful.
Spoiled, rotten, and that had a lot to do with it too, I'm sure. But, like, seriously,
let's talk about their lineage. So, Cersei is married to Robert Baratheon. Who is the king of the Seven Kingdoms, or of King's Landing, or...
He sits on the Iron Throne.
He sits on the Iron Throne. He's the king. Uh-huh. Cersei's married to him. Cersei has three children. Joffrey, Marcella, and Tommen.
Tommen. Poor Tommen.
Baratheon. These children look nothing like Robert Baratheon.
At all.
At all.
They all have yellow hair.
They all have yellow hair.
And the Baratheons have black hair.
Black hair, and they're a little pudgy. Although, you know what I mean? They're round. Yeah. Lannister's tall, lean, beautiful, blonde.
They're like those fucking Nordic gods and shit.
Right, exactly.
Bleh.
They're not his fucking kids.
And he how did he not know this?
Like, I think he kind of had an idea that these were not his children, but he didn't care.
Delusional because he drank like all the time.
But listen, okay, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Fuck, these kids are the spawn of Cersei's twin brother, Jaime Lannister.
Twin fuckers.
They're fucking fucking twins that fuck. It's disgusting. it's disgusting. Like, it is.
It's weird, creepy. I feel like this actually happened somewhere.
In real life?
Yeah, where there was these twins that were close in age. I mean, not close in age. Yeah, close in age. There was these
twins.
Yeah, I don't know. These twin brother and sister that were, like, having sex. I feel like I saw this story on some news.
Isn't
like
that in the attic or
they
something?
Killed, no. Oh, that happened too, but they weren't twins.
Okay.
But I feel like they, like, murdered their parents or something.
Something weird. Okay. Yeah. Well, we won't worry about it. Anyway, they're disgusting. The Lannisters, and they are still fucking.
Still.
They are still fucking to this day out there at King's Landing. Fucking. And now Cersei is pregnant again.
Cersei. And freaking Brandon Stark.
Bran.
Yeah. Basically, became crippled because he saw them.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Let's bring it around. Let's
yes.
Episode 1. Yes. Season 1. Game of Thrones. Watch that fucking
shit.
Yeah,
if you're not a watcher, this is gonna spoil it for you.
Watch it.
It might get you interested.
Watch it.
But, you know.
Watch that fucking shit. Bran is doing his thing at his house, climbing fucking walls, climbing castles, and doing his fucking thing that he usually does. And apparently, Jaime and Cersei just can't wait any longer. Fucking Winterfell is so hot and sexy, they have to go upstairs and fuck. Are you kidding? So, Bran is like, I'm just gonna go ahead and climb this tower. Mm-hmm. Pops his head in, and he sees these two fucking. Blech.
Yeah, and then fucking Jaime throws him off the freaking wall, basically, and basically shatters his freaking body, and now he's, you know, I was going to say he's in a wheelchair. But he's, I mean, you know.
Yeah. He's in a wheelchair. Now he's in a wheelchair. He saw us. He saw us.
She's crazy.
She's a bitch. She's a bitch. She's
awful.
She's an awful, awful person. I think I'm going to coin garbage person. Like, I feel like I want to make some swag that says garbage person.
They are.
Yeah.
She is.
I like that. Garbage person.
She is trash.
She's absolute trash. So, those two are the lying Lannisters, but in regards to the Baratheon, he has an heir.
Yeah.
Is he still alive? Or was he sacrificed?
He got killed because, he didn't. He didn't.
He didn't get that.
The Red Witch was supposed to kill him.
Right.
But, the guy, what's his name?
The one that can't read?
The other guy, he let him go. And then he went to the Ironborn. I think they killed him. Can't remember. It's been
nobody
so damn
survives.
Long.
Anyway, nobody survived.
I think
this
they
show.
Killed him.
Anybody's head could get chopped. Yeah. So just be prepared for that. There was something else you said, and it made me think about another fucking lie. Oh my god. Oh, well.
I don't know. Robert Baratheon's drinking.
Well, that
and how Cersei had him killed.
Oh, well, she's a bitch. She's such a bitch.
Yeah.
But I didn't even...
She fucked her cousin and had him killed.
Oh, she was fucking her cousin. Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes, she's a cousin fucker. She's a brother fucker.
She's a brother fucker. She's a cousin fucker. She loves her some Lannister.
She, right? Keep it all in the fucking family. We're all insane because of incest.
Yeah, she was fucking her cousin.
Yeah, that's and gross. He poisoned freaking, and then they're talking about he got killed when he was hunting.
Yeah.
But he poisoned his drink.
His wine.
His ale or whatever.
His wine.
It was probably mead.
It was probably mead. So, and then the cousin that she was fucking joined the Sparrow.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, oh, cousin, we need to talk.
Yep. And had her ass freaking... basically tortured to death. Shame!
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 Freaking cut her hair off and traipsed her ass through the freaking city. And people were spitting on her.
It was disgusting. They were shaking their dicks in her face. Did you see that?
No.
Dude, they were shaking dicks in her face. And, like, spit and dicks. And that's disgusting stuff.
Gross. Yeah, I mean, her feet were bloody by the time she got back to freaking castle.
Shame.
Oh my god.
Shame.
Shame.
She was a big bitch too.
Yeah.
She was just like, oh, you want to test me today? Let's do it.
They fucked her up.
It's too good, guys. My boss thinks I'm awesome, so he gave me an Amazon gift card, and I got a mic.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yes. Yes. Oh, Christian cool. Was like, you work really hard, honestly.
He's probably trying to keep you.
Yeah, he's like, please don't leave.
Don't leave us.
Here's an Amazon gift card. Get whatever you want. I can be bought. But, shame! Yeah. Dicks and spit.
Yeah, that's gross.
Maybe we should name this episode Dicks and Spit.
Do it.
Oh my god. Gross! So gross! Ew!
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? I don't remember. There's so many lies that go on. Okay. What's Littlefinger? Littlefinger. This should have been called Littlefinger, because he's a fucking liar.
He is a web spinner, for sure.
He's got, like, 8 legs.
Puppets. He's a puppet master and a web spinner. And, dude. Okay, so.
Just scooch back just a tiny bit from the mic. Because if you go red, it's too much, and you're, like, yellow.
So he's been in love with Catelyn Stark since they were kids.
Yes, yes.
And jealous of Robert Baratheon.
Yes.
And
why was he jealous of Robert Baratheon?
Because he married... I don't know. Ned Stark.
Ned Stark!
God, I'm obsessed with Robert Baratheon.
Okay.
Because he died.
Okay.
I mean, like, quickly died. Littlefinger.
Littlefinger.
Oh my god.
He's in love with Catelyn Stark.
Catelyn's sister and her baby.
Her name is Catherine.
Catelyn Stark.
But, okay, whatever.
Her name is Catelyn. It's actually spelled Caitlyn, but they pronounce it Catelyn.
I'm gonna call her Catherine Stark.
It's not Catherine.
Damn it.
It's Catelyn.
Okay, whatever. Her. She's a bad bitch too. But he's in love with her. Is. She's a bad bitch.
She's a bad bitch.
Anyway, he's been in love with them since they were kids.
Bad bitch because she's dead.
Right. In love with her since she were kids.
Mm-hmm.
She gets with Ned Stark.
Right.
So he's like, darn it, I still want to be your friend. So he stays in the friend zone.
Mm-hmm.
So while he's in the friend zone, he's like, hey, what was Big Sis's name?
Psycho bitch, crazy.
Yeah, the Veil. The Queen of the Veil.
Yeah. I don't remember what her name was. She wasn't around
very long. She's important.
She wasn't around very long.
What is her name? I need to know her name.
I need to know her name. Littlefinger, anyway, so sidles up to her and is, like, making moves, trying to get, you know, put himself in a position of power. But he already was in a position of power anyway.
Oh, her name was Lisa Aaron. Liza or Lisa? I think it's L-Y-S-A. Liza?
In the show?
Yeah, Liza Aaron.
That's what her name was?
Mm-hmm. The Queen of the Veil. Liza?
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Liza.
I think it's Lisa.
Lisa.
Liza. Who knows?
Let's call her Liza. If we're wrong, sorry. Suck it up.
Maybe it's Lissa.
Lissa. Anyway, so he warms up to her ass. He's mm-hmm. romancing her, and he's working her like a fucking, like, what is it, a hand puppet?
Yeah,
working her like a hand puppet.
Yeah.
She.
But she's crazy.
She kills her husband.
She poisons her husband. She kills him. She writes that fucking letter to Catelyn Stark saying that the fucking Lannisters killed her husband. Littlefinger started this whole shit. He started the whole thing.
He did.
The letter that was sent, and then she's like, don't trust the Lannisters.
Right.
You know, and so the sister wrote that. She was told to write that from
Littlefinger. Right.
And so then he then, once all this shit goes down and you know what happens, he goes back to the Vale and she's like, oh, my husband, I love you. And he brings home, that's when he brings home, old girl, what's her name?
Sansa?
Sansa, yes.
But Sansa comes back after the whole Joffrey marriage tragedy.
This honestly, I didn't say the timeline that this has happened, but this is her character's involved.
Yeah.
This is just the timeline that happens.
Uh-huh.
So then he saves Sansa, brings her home.
Because he's in love with her, too.
He's in love with her because they all look alike. They have that red all that hair. Red hair. Yeah. They're beautiful women, you know, pasty.
Let's talk about how Lysa... Mm-hmm. is breastfeeding her, what is that kid, like 12-year-old son? Creepy little weirdo.
That's absolutely disgusting. And yeah, she was. Ew, and he was weird too. He was weird. Like,
yes, he was. Very creepy.
He was very, very strange, mm-hmm. Little boy.
Yeah. There's all this weirdness. Like,
it's weird and it's dark, but...
George R.R. Martin, what's wrong with you?
It's so just like...
What happened in your life, sir?
You just gotta watch it, and it's,
I know.
There's just so many lies that get told.
Yeah.
Fucking liars. So the only person that won't lie is Jon Snow.
Right. But,
His detriment, he will not lie.
Crow. Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
Wait. Oh my god. So, what is his name?
What is his name?
What's his name?
Is he someone in Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Is he a child?
No, it's a man.
The redhead guy?
Which red? What redhead guy?
There's only one redhead guy in Game of Thrones.
Let's talk about the Red Wedding. Yes. Okay.
God, okay.
That's when, like, shit turned upside fucking down.
Dude, I was like, I don't think I can watch this anymore. The Red Wedding?
I know.
If you want some shit to fucking shake your shit up,
okay.
The Red Wedding.
The Red Wedding. Okay, so the Starks, their, I want to say their mascot or whatever, is a direwolf, right?
Yes, direwolf.
And each child, like, when they went hunting one day and... the boys, found these direwolf puppies.
Yes.
And so they took them home, and they gave the smallest one to Jon Snow. It was the runt.
It was the runt.
It was the runt, right.
And they happened to find it.
Yeah.
They accidentally found it.
And right, and they gave that one to Jon Snow. So anyway, cut to the Red Wedding.
Okay.
And how they basically decapitated, they decapitated Ned and put his direwolf's head on his body.
Why
am I saying all the wrong names?
Yeah.
But yes.
Rob.
You murdered my cat. I always think of that scene in Harry Potter whenever I think of...
murdered my cat.
Murdered my cat.
He's ugly, dude. He's a fucking asshole. So the Red Wedding,
right?
Because you're just going straight to the jugular on this. You didn't warm anybody up for this Red Wedding.
Okay, so the Red Wedding is the wedding of who got married? Who was it?
It was that guy, the king, mm-hmm. that guy. It was his daughter, and a cousin of the Stark family.
Mm-hmm.
They got married.
Okay, because didn't they kill him too?
Yes.
Her husband?
Yes, they did.
Okay, they go to this...
Here's the thing.
They're, like, fleeing, basically.
But check it out. What was supposed to happen was Robb Stark was supposed to marry into this particular family. The girl that got married, he was supposed to marry her. Robb was supposed to marry her. But he did not marry her, and he didn't honor his word, and that was the thing. He was like, okay, I'll marry you, whatever, I get it. And he fell in love with some other chick.
Have you been watching? Did you rewatch?
No.
Because I can't remember any of this. No, like, the details. I just remember the events. Yeah. But I don't remember
he
the
details.
He
was supposed to marry this chick, and okay. he did not, and he didn't honor his word.
Right.
He fell in love with some other bitch.
Right.
Married her in secret.
Yeah.
And then she's pregnant.
Okay.
She's showing.
Right. She's visibly pregnant.
Visibly pregnant. They're happy they're married. He didn't honor his word. But he's sitting here at this wedding, and he brought his female there to the wedding of the woman he was supposed to marry.
Yeah.
Who ended up marrying one of their cousins.
Uh-huh.
So, they're at the wedding, and they're on... It's not a good relationship with this family anyway.
Yeah. What is his name? Sir Walter... what was his name? The king. Sir Walter... something. Walther. Gosh, what's his name? Because he's on Arya's hit list. Well, she does get him, by the way.
I know. Episode 1 of the last season, season 7, she comes for him.
Yeah.
She comes for him. Okay, so the episode is actually called The Reigns of Castamere. And the guy's name, is in the Tingham, David Bradley. He's Walder Frey.
Yeah, there it is, Walder Frey.
Walder Frey. So the Freys.
Right.
So he was supposed to marry a Frey girl. He did not. He ended up marrying
And by the way,
Talisa.
How many daughters did he have?
He had a bunch of daughters.
And he was fucking them all.
Disgusting.
Weird. It's like, disgusting. They're all fucking each other. All the family members are fucking the other family members.
It's nasty.
And he had a bunch of daughters, and he was fucking all of his daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Like a creepy, nasty weirdo. Creepy, disgusting, nasty incest monger. Blah.
Blah.
So Walder Frey was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they
To say the least.
Yeah.
He was pissed.
Right.
And he set up a fucking trap.
Yeah. Basically.
For the Stark family.
A coup.
It was a coup. Mm-hmm. It was a massacre. It was freaking a...
It was a bloodbath. There was a red wedding.
It was a bloodbath.
Yeah.
And so he's there, like, toasting them, saying, hey, thanks for coming to the wedding.
You guys are awesome.
You guys are awesome. I just want to give a toast and say you guys are fucked. And then... What happens is he's talking, and then Catelyn Stark... She's sitting there, and she's looking around.
And, yeah, she sees some shit happening.
She sees that people are wearing armor under their regular clothes. She sees that people are strapped. They've got swords.
Mm-hmm.
She sees that people are locking doors.
Yeah, she starts getting real uncomfortable.
She's starting to get real uncomfortable, and she was right, but her spidey sense did not go off soon enough.
Right.
And so, here we go. It's just, it's a killing.
Shit just jumped off. So
it's terrible.
They slaughter everybody that's in the Stark party.
Everybody in the Stark party.
And then, they kill Ned. Please,
Rob.
Lord. Yes, Rob.
It was they killed him last,
those
though.
Three-letter words. They killed Catelyn last.
Well, they killed Catelyn last, and they killed him second to last. Because as everyone's dying, Rob's like on his way out. He was not exactly dead yet. And then his mother pleads for his life, which is just, it's heartbreaking. And she's like, but did you really think they was going to let you go though? Like, seriously, fuck you. And I was like, fuck all you motherfuckers. You can come for me. I'm coming for you. I'm taking everybody out. Who's coming out with me? Stab, stab, stab. Poke, poke, poke. Parry, parry. She grabbed one of his daughters.
Yeah.
She grabbed one, or was it his wife?
And she was like holding a knife to her
wife. It was one of his wives. And she was like, if you don't fucking let me out of here, I am killing this little bitch. I will fucking kill her. And he was like, shit, I'm looking for a new wife anyway.
Right.
She slits her throat. Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, well, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they killed Rob, she killed that girl.
Right. And then they slit her throat and she dies.
Oh, the Red Wedding sucks.
Yeah, I was just like, damn, there ain't no Starks left. But we still have Sansa, Arya, and Jon Snow. Mm-hmm. And Bran.
And Bran.
And the little one. The
did
youngest
he
one. He does eventually, but he dies with that wildling girl.
Yeah.
They capture them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry. But actually, we don't actually see his death.
We don't. So he could be alive.
He could still be alive.
He could still be alive.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
Plot twist. So I was looking at this thing on... actually, my Wine Decadence, one of the upline ladies from like Pennsylvania or something, she said, when things don't go your way, just yell plot twist
and keep moving and forward.
And keep it pushing.
Right.
Okay. So that happened. And then let's see what else. Oh, let's talk about Ramsay Bolton.
Oh God, he's garbage, but he's not a liar, is he?
He is a psycho.
Okay.
And he is a liar.
Fuck him. Let's talk about this motherfucker.
He is a liar because he promised to behave himself with Sansa.
He's like, what exactly does behave yourself mean?
He's like, yeah, I'll take care of her. Take care of her, rubbing his hands together like a creep.
He plays the creep so well. So the actor who plays him, I actually like him.
I do too. I loved him in
Misfit. Yeah, so.
He was my favorite.
He was just like so quiet and weird in Misfits.
And then, save me, Barry.
You're a panty sniffer.
Weird kid.
You're a panty sniffer, aren't ya? Aren't ya?
You call me panty sniffer.
Oh my goodness. His name is Eowyn Rowan. Eowyn Rowan.
Yeah, love him.
So Eowyn Rowan, I was first introduced to him on Misfits on Misfits, Hulu, yeah. And I fucking love that show.
Yeah, I'm gonna actually rewatch it. I think I've watched it like 3 times.
Me too. It's a great series. I will binge the shit out of that shit.
Yeah.
It's good. It's so good. Anyway, so he is Ramsay Bolton. Ramsay Snow, because he's a fucking bastard.
And then he gets his last name.
So he's garbage.
He's a nutcase.
He's a sadist.
Oh,
he's
God.
A sicko.
Terrible. Okay, so he and who was his friend? Does he have any friends?
He didn't have any friends. You have no friends.
You don't have any friends.
You don't have any friends. Sometimes that's okay.
Yeah, because he's weird and he freaks everybody out and he probably won't try to hurt them and then they're not his friend anymore. So he captures, what's his name? Reek. He calls him Reek. Tortures the shit out of him.
The Ironborn?
The Ironborn, yeah. I just had his name in my head, and I was going to talk about him earlier, and I didn't.
Oh, he's a fucking fuck too.
But he's not. And he saved Sansa's life.
He does, but he tried to show out. Like, he was trying to show off.
Yeah.
And he got into trouble that he got himself into.
Yeah.
For trying to fucking show off.
On the ship. They got captured on a ship. Targaryen.
No.
Hold on. I got his name. I have his name in my head. It is
Theon Greyjoy.
Thank you. God, why Theon? And his sister is, she's a bad bitch too. Just a bitch too.
But she let him fucking fill her up.
Like.
Remember? Do you remember that episode? So Theon Greyjoy is, he comes back home after Rob dies, he's free. Because he kind of set that shit up too,
by the way.
Yeah,
because he was basically like his what do you call it?
His page.
Yeah, like his little, page.
Pretty much.
Uh-huh.
So Theon Greyjoy, that happens, and then he goes back home to the Iron
Islands,
whatever they're from.
I think it's called the Iron Islands.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
So he gets on a boat. And
he's supposed to be going back.
He goes back, and then, like, some chick meets him up on a horse. And he's like, oh, are you the girl they sent to pick me up? She's like, oh, yeah, I sure am. And so, like, they're on a horse. They're riding horseback. And he's behind her riding horseback. And he starts fucking rubbing her titties and shit. And, like, puts his hand in her pants.
His sister. Oh, that's right.
Like, she's just letting it happen. Uh-huh. And, like, and he's just like, huh, see you later. And she's like, not if I see you first. You know? And then, like, she walks in behind him to, like, introduce him to his father. And he's like, girl, kick rocks. And she's like, uh-uh. And then he's like, hello, this is your sister. And he was like, ah!
Because he's not a sister fucker.
And he's like, damn it! Gross.
Yeah.
So Theon Greyjoy is captured by
Ramsay Snow hyphen Bolton.
He's captured by him, and Ramsay is disgusting. He's just sick. He tortures the shit out of him.
Cuts off his wiener and feeds it to him.
Brandy, can we just say, like,
let people know that that was coming?
No.
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 You're going to get it.
We did it like that. How come they can't?
True. Yeah, he castrates them, and it's disgusting.
And then, God, literally, he's like a freaking beat-up puppy.
He mentally abuses him, he beats him.
To the point where he's like...
Like a shaking little puppy in the corner. He has that far-off look.
That far-off stare, yeah, that thousand-mile stare.
Yeah, so he is pretty much a slave or a servant in the Ramsay Bolton home.
Mm-hmm.
Enters Sansa Stark and Littlefinger. Actually, does Littlefinger even come? He just drops her off.
He drops her off there.
So Littlefinger works out this deal with the Bolton dad.
Right.
Master Bolton. Let's call him Michael Bolton.
The king of the Ironborn.
No, not the Ironborn. Are the Boltons Ironborn too?
No.
No. So the Bolton family.
There are some other people.
Well, they work out a deal, so Ramsay marries Sansa, so then he has...
You don't realize that she's already been married twice, right?
Poor bitch. Poor bitch. marries her, so then they have lordship over Winterfell, pretty much.
Right.
And so they marry Sansa off to Ramsay Bolton, who is worse than Joffrey.
Yeah, he's, like, a total disgusting... Like, but we didn't even get into the shit that Joffrey did.
No, we didn't get into... Joffrey's dead, so who cares? Bye. Joffrey been dead.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, he is, like, worse than Joffrey. Who freaking basically shot a freaking woman full of arrows.
Anyway.
But, yes. He basically... mentally abuses her, too.
He rapes her on their wedding night.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's insane.
Yeah, and then, like, there was, like, a lot of outcry, I think, about that episode. Like, afterwards, they're just like... And then he makes fucking Creek stand there and watch.
Reek.
What did I call him? Creek?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's Creek?
Creek is from Midnight, Texas. Yeah, the girl. The waitress. Her name is Creek.
His girlfriend that gets killed.
You're ruining stuff for people.
If that show's over, there's not going to be a season 3, so.
Really?
Yeah. They canceled it. So unless, like, Hulu picks it up, which maybe they will, hopefully.
Did like Midnight Texas.
I did, too. Or Netflix. Netflix is picking shit up left and right.
Picked it up. Anyway, so he rapes Sansa on their wedding night, and he makes Theon Greyjoy stand there and watch.
Right.
And he's a fucking sicko. It's just disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yeah, he's a terrible person, and he's a liar. He, like, breaks promises, mm-hmm. and he's just awful. And so, Sansa concocts a plan, and she and Theon escape into the snow.
Into the snow, into the abyss.
Into the fucking... I was like, they're going to get attacked by some White Walkers.
Okay, because those White Walkers are some motherfuckers.
Ain't no fucking jokes.
Dude, they got a dragon!
They got a white walking dragon. Yeah, I was like, damn, blue flame spitting dragon. Oh my god.
Are you kidding me?
Zombie dragon.
Did you see that meme at the end of the last season when it was like, you see me rolling, they hating, riding dirty, and the dragon was blowing the blue flames, knocking down the wall. It was like a meme.
No, I didn't see that.
I get tagged on the most funny things. It cracks me up. Yeah, it's a funny video.
Ooh. So the sand people.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? Taryn? What was his name? Taryn.
The Lannister?
No, the guy that got killed.
Oh, yes.
It was Taryn or Taryn or something like that.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Hang on. Okay, so the woman's name is Illyria Sand.
Oh, you got this thing open.
My Rolodex.
Jason Momoa. Khal Drogo. Oh, gosh.
So sexy.
Too bad he had to die. Nobody survives in this show.
I said that already. Everybody dies.
Nobody survives in this show. He's not on here.
Let me see.
Because he died in the first,
this is him right here.
You know who he is, right?
Oberyn Martell.
Oberyn. You know who he is? He was... Did you watch...
His name is Pedro Pascal.
Yeah. Did you watch Kingsman 2, The Golden Circle?
I watched some of it.
He's the cowboy. The Texas guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Oberon, I thought his name was like Tarn or something.
Oberon Martell.
Okay, so let's talk about what she did, because she got back at freaking Cersei over that.
Ilaria Thand.
She was, yeah, because yeah. That's how, what's her face, died.
Her, okay.
Cersei's daughter.
What's her name? We know all of her kids are dead. Marcella.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. Marcella is supposed to marry,
a Martell.
Yeah. And so she gets on the boat.
To head off to whatever land they're from.
Right, the Sandland. And, you know.
The Sandland.
And Ilaria's like, yeah, you know, we'll take good care of her, blah, blah, blah. Basically, like, you know.
Smoke up your ass. Uh-huh.
And basically, they get her over there. And, the boat was on fire, wasn't it? There was a boat on fire.
That's a different scene. So what happens is she
kissed her.
Yeah, but she had been over there for a while and she was romancing the guy or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And courting, or if you will. And so she was over there for a while.
They were dating.
And she was safe, but she was unsafe when...
Ilaria kissed her.
Right, she was supposed to be headed home. That's what was supposed to happen. They were supposed to let her come home.
Right.
And then she was like, okay, bye, girl. Mm-hmm. Have a great trip. Yeah. Kiss, kiss. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
And she has her lipstick on. Like, she had this lipstick that had poison in it or something. And then she fucking killed Marcella, but it was like a slow death.
Yeah.
I think she was able to see her, and then she was dead. And it was really fucked up.
Yeah. She basically, she died.
Yeah. So then... she did that to Marcella because Cersei allowed the mountain.
She basically had him. She had
the
mountain.
She told the mountain or had the mountain kill Oberyn Martell.
Mm-hmm.
And it was graphic the way they killed him.
He smashed his head in.
It was just like, oh, that was messed up.
And they were fighting.
But he was showing off.
Exactly.
He had a chance. He could have killed him. And he was showing off.
He was showing off.
When you get your opportunity, people, take it.
Okay, we don't need a long monologue about why you're about to do what you're going to do. We don't need you showing off your freaking skills and doing all kinds of bullshit. Mm-hmm. If you have the opportunity to act, then act.
If it's life or death. Because,
exactly, that's like a freaking villain telling the hero his plans before it's his time to kill the hero, and then the hero escapes, because you have to run your mouth.
Well, that's what happened, except the hero doesn't get away, he gets his head crushed.
Oh my gosh.
It was garbage. So then she's pissed, and so she just wants to get back at...
And Ilaria has three daughters.
Ilaria has three bad bitch daughters.
Okay.
And they're like, fuck you! You fuck with my dad?
They're warriors.
You fuck with my dad? We fucking y'all up.
Yeah.
We fucking y'all up. You fucking my... Mm-mm. No, no.
You know that typing gets caught on there.
I get it in and out.
Tap,
tap, tap, tap, tap, tap. Tiki, 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 tiki.
And then, okay, so, yeah, she basically captured... How did she capture them? I don't even remember,
the daughters?
Yeah.
That's when the boat caught on fire. What happened is they teamed up with the Greyjoys.
Right.
They teamed up with the Greyjoys to take on...
Cersei.
The Lannisters.
Yeah.
If you will, the Seven, the Iron Throne.
Yeah.
Because Cersei's queen bitch in charge. She's a whore. She's a whore. And what happens is, they team up with the Greyjoys, Theon and his sister at the time. After Theon makes his great escape, finally, and gets back to his sister, where he's safe in her bosom. And so they team up, and they're heading to take on the Lannisters. But the Lannisters has the Greyjoy uncle.
Yeah.
He's like a bad motherfucking pirate or something like that.
And he's also corrupt because he double-crossed his brother.
Yeah, and killed his brother.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then they capture them. That's how it happens.
Okay.
Because then Theon jumps escapes. He jumps off the boat.
And then people are calling him a freaking...
A bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he gets found by Daenerys's people, he gets washes up on the shore.
Oh, okay. Well, but that's how the Sand Girls got taken.
Right. Okay.
With that situation.
Right. And then she basically gets to watch her daughters die. And oh my God.
Well, I think two of them died. Two of them died, and then there was only one left.
Yeah. And so they're like stuck in a chained to in a room together.
Yeah, it's really fucked up. Guys, if you want to watch this, we're not ruining anything for you. Promise.
Okay, because there's lots of shit to see.
There's lots of shit, and you're going to forget everything we said.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of forgetting,
she's crazy.
I was like, what is that? Who did we forget? Tyrion.
Oh.
I think Tyrion is among my favorite characters on the show.
Okay.
Because Tyrion is a smart fucking cookie.
He's smart. He's resourceful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, he cuts deals. Like, he's like, look, we can help each other.
Yeah.
I got you.
Help me help you.
Uh-huh. Like, no joke. We're gonna do some shit.
A Lannister always pays his debts.
That's right.
He lived by a Lannister always pays his debts.
Yeah, he's still, yeah. That's his thing.
That was his thing.
And so now he's the right hand of basically the heir to the Iron Throne.
No, he's the right hand to the queen of the Iron Throne. Right?
She's the heir.
Well, I mean, not the queen of the Iron Throne. She's the rightful heir. She's the rightful heir. What are they calling her? The queen of...
The breaker of chains?
The breaker of chains.
She's the queen of dragons, the breaker of chains.
Khaleesi.
And that fucking guy, when she went up there and she was like, I am this, I'm this, and this. He's like, okay, well, that's nice. You got all them titles. Like,
she bought the slaves?
No. Yeah. What was it that one?
Which one are you talking about?
The one where the guy was like being a smart ass and then he ends up getting dead.
Yeah, because he wanted to buy her dragon.
But not that one. Not the one. I don't think it was that guy. That guy was a dick anyway because mm-hmm. he was trying to like wrangle a dragon.
Yeah.
And that's not going to happen.
No. What guy are you talking about again?
But, and he called her a whore.
Yeah, he did.
And she was like, oh, okay.
Oh.
Because she speaks Valyrian. Because yeah. That's her mother tongue. And he's an idiot. How the fuck do you not know who this is?
You don't know who I am?
Like, hello?
She should have tossed her hair and said, do you know who I am?
No.
And he was like, no.
That's a bitch move.
And she was like, keep talking that shit. You don't think I understand what you're saying? I understand what you're saying. And guess what? Dracarys.
Dracarys.
Dracarys. Boom. You guys know what that means. You know what it means.
Dracarys.
It's on and it's freaking barbecue time.
Yeah. Anyway. Her babies. Her dragons are her babies.
They're her babies. That's anyway.
Insane.
So, I don't know. I think that covers it.
I mean, there's a whole bunch more lies.
There's
that we
so
didn't
much
watch
more.
About.
It's just a really good show. And if you are one of the people that have been wanting to watch it and you, decide to, it's going to be the best thing you've ever done for yourself.
For yourself?
Do yourself a
for
favor.
For yourself.
And watch season one, episode one of Game of Thrones.
And then just keep watching.
And just keep watching it. Like, you know, you can probably get like a 7-day trial of HBO or something on some platform.
HBO Go.
It's amazing.
I think they're doing, right now, they do a 5-day trial or a week long, on Hulu.
They do it on Hulu and they also do it on Amazon.
They do a week,
a 7-day trial on Amazon.
Oh. Okay.
Because I was actually getting my HBO through Hulu, but I could only watch HBO when I was using my Roku or my Amazon Fire Stick or my laptop. I couldn't do it on our smart TVs watching HBO.
You couldn't sign in?
The Hulu app doesn't like interface or something like on smart TVs.
Weird.
Like on the TV in our bedroom and downstairs, we can't watch HBO.
Which
is lame, but I had been paying for it.
Yeah, and you should be able to watch it on whatever.
Year. Exactly.
On whatever.
So then I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop paying Hulu for this particular feature.
Yeah.
And then I signed up for it with Amazon, and I can just watch it via the Amazon app.
Right.
On anything.
I did that with Showtime for Shameless.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought, you know, I signed up for the week thing, and then I just, you know, until the season ended.
Mm-hmm.
And then I canceled it, and I just signed up for Stars because I'm watching American Gods.
Ooh. Maybe I'll find a link for you guys. I'll get a link, and I'll put it on our website. So visit bookoflies podcast.com.
go to the show notes page.
And we don't get paid for that, so be happy really that we're giving you free shit.
I know, right? We don't get paid for
it's
that.
It's not quite free, but
you know what I'm saying.
We're giving you resources.
Resources! Go to
resources!
bookoflifepodcast.com, and I'll put it in the show notes page, and then you can get a link and get a 7-day trial. What were we saying? Yeah, HBO. So I'm watching it on Amazon, and it's a better interface rather than Hulu. Like, I love Hulu. I subscribe to Hulu. I pay for Amazon, and I have Netflix.
Yeah.
That's all I pay for. So I like you all, but I'm either way, HBO is getting its money from me, no matter what platform it's on.
I use mom's DirecTV account to watch HBO.
Nice. I would too. Shit. I borrow a friend's one so I can watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on the Bravo.
On the Bravo app?
Yeah.
That's so funny. I also watch that on the app on my iPad.
Same?
When I like miss an episode. Like I don't watch the Real Housewives of New York like on my TV, but I watch it on the app. It's so funny.
I watch it. And look at
your boss gave you money and you're not doing anything
at work.
Actually,
I haven't got since I stopped watching TV like 2 months ago.
You said stopped watching TV?
Yeah. I'm behind on everything. Everything. But I am watching Game of Thrones tonight, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Believe that.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy because Sansa still hasn't met Daenerys.
No, and she's very apprehensive of her.
Here's the thing. I feel like, because Sansa got into the predicaments that she got into because her ass was bougie as fuck.
Ooh, shit.
She was. She was trying to, you know, she was trying to get above her station.
Yeah. She was trying to climb the social
She got ladder. Married to Joffrey.
She did not get married to Joffrey.
Well, she was supposed to.
She married Tyrion Lannister.
And, oh, that's right, she did. But, of course, you know, Tyrion was the ultimate gentleman. The consummate gentleman. But they thought that she killed freaking Joffrey.
Yeah. What were you saying about Sansa, though?
About her, she never met Daenerys.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know how in the preview they show her looking her up and down? I'm like, why would you even think you could look her up and down?
I don't think I did see the preview.
I saw the previews, and she was like... And I was like, Sansa, you need to
slow your roll.
Stand down.
Stand down, bitch. She got dragons.
She got all kinds of shit.
She got dragons.
She got dragons and she got an army.
Uh-huh.
And you get beat up by men.
And she still got them Darth Raki with her, too.
Exactly. She has an army.
Yeah, she ain't playing.
She freed the Darth Raki from their owners. And they're loyal to her until
the Dothraki weren't by any owners.
They were the slave people.
Not the Dothraki. Dothraki. You're talking about the
Dothraki.
What are those warriors that they have?
The Unsullied.
The Unsullied.
They were slaves.
Yeah. No, the Unsullied were slaves, but then she freed other slaves.
So she freed all the slaves.
But the Dothrakis, they were just with Khal Drogo or whatever.
Oh, that's right.
She's their Khaleesi.
Well, half of them left.
Well, but, I'm just saying, whatever she got left, they bad. The ones that she still has are bad.
The horse people.
Correct. Exactly. But I'm excited about this season. It's the final season.
I'm kind of sad that it's the final
season. I'm sad too, but I'm just saying every season, and there's only 10 fucking episodes.
I know.
And it's like, seriously?
Yeah.
That's all you're going to give me? At least it's an hour. I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. What time is it? It's Sunday, April 14th at 3:51. So I think, what time does it come on usually at 10?
10.
So maybe we can catch it at 7.
Where?
On HBO. I stream it.
Possibly, I don't know.
I think so. Amazon don't need to know where I am.
Yeah, that's why I was like, because like, certain shows that I, like on Showtime, I couldn't watch Shameless until after 10 o'clock.
Oh my god. Stop it.
I was like, what the hell? Like,
I'm tired.
It already came on in New York.
I'm tired. Please, let me watch it at 7. Oh.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. Anyway, so what's your thumbs up for the week?
for the week. My thumbs up. What happened last week? There were so many.
Actually, your week for moving forward, right? Or actually, it is for your past week. You're right. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm how sorry. Can we do a...
Well, I'm an asshole.
How can
we... I'm drunk.
I'm drunk. Oh, what is my thumbs up for the week? I don't know. What's yours?
Double up. Let's do a TikTok. You were trying to film so many TikToks last night.
I didn't do any.
I know you kept deleting them. I was watching you. I was like, why don't you put us up? Hater. Anyway, my thumbs up for the week is I am taking tomorrow off.
That's not last week. That's
oh, this week. Past week?
Yeah.
I do have a thumbs up for the week. So I got contacted by a farmer's market in Bakersfield. And I'm going to be a vendor at, it's called Farmer's Market or something. I'll figure it
market,
out.
Market, Farmer's Market?
It's something. It's a new one. It's in Bakersfield somewhere. And it's on the fourth Wednesday of the month from April till October. And
so, like, you're going to take off the fourth Wednesday of every month to go to Bakersfield?
Mm-hmm. And sell dog biscuits.
That's cool. That you could... work this farmer's market over here. It's every, but that's every Thursday.
It's every Thursday. Exactly. I don't got time for that. Uh-huh. This is my first one. It's only like a 3-hour thing. It's like from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. So it's a late one. So I think it's a good step into that realm for me because I've never done any farmer's markets or anything like that, but I've always wanted to. And when I went to that dog park in Bakersfield, people were like, you need to be in a farmer's market. And I was like, you are so right. I sure do. And
you sure do.
You are right.
That's cool.
Now I'm going to be in a farmer's market. So that is my thumbs up for the week.
That's cool. What is mine? I still don't know.
Your outfit was on point yesterday. Let's talk about that.
I was like, it's a birthday party. I gotta look cool.
You came to slay.
And slay, I did.
And slay. You go to our Instagram. Go to Book of Life Podcast on Instagram.
You didn't show me the pictures, by the way, either.
I will show them to you later. But you can see Brandy looking like the Ice Princess. And I love it. Like a Disney villain. I loved it.
Disney villain.
You and Norman, I posted you guys. You're so cute.
What is my thumbs up? Let me think. I finally finished that Kaiser Permanente news article story thing that I was working on.
Good.
And but I actually have to get, I haven't looked at it on a computer yet, so it probably, like, I think I got an email from the guy that contacted me about it. He's like, oh, the paragraphs aren't spaced. I'm like, I posted this from my phone. You're lucky that the picture's even in it. But yeah, so I am done with that. I'm looking for news stories, Antelope Valley focus, health news stories. So if we have any AV listeners and you know of some health events going on, let me know because I will be there.
Yeah, so the Antelope Valley, Lancaster, Palmdale, Roseman, Mojave, Tachpe.
Mm-hmm. I haven't distributed any papers in
Acton,
Tachpe, but
right.
I think is Acton Antelope Valley?
I believe Acton is the Antelope
Valley. It's like Greater Antelope Valley.
So yeah, it is. So yeah. Those regions.
Yeah.
Brandy is looking for news.
Leona Valley too, yeah.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, ivhealthcarenews.com.
Do you have a link on there so people can just like send you like news articles or tips or whatever on the website?
I posted the email address on there.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. So
something like that.
You can email her there.
My toe hurts.
I'm sorry. One thing that I should thumbs up about for us. Also, so I started a Patreon for us. So visit us on Patreon, and it's, I think we have like a couple of tiers. One tier is like $2 a month. It's like sponsoring us so we can help get stuff done around here. Like we just got this new speaker. So,
microphone.
It's new microphone for the podcast, but just, you know, upgrading for you guys so we can make sure we sound the best for you.
Yeah. So we sound good and you can hear us and like, you know,
and we bring you the best quality service because you guys deserve the best.
And the best is what we're going to give you. So,
Or try.
You can check out our different tiers on there. I think, like, for $4 a month, you'll get, like, love letters from us. And
love letters.
Some swag.
Love letters.
Love letters and pictures that you guys can only view on Patreon and some secret episodes that we will just perform just for you. So you just visit www.patreon.com/bookoflivespodcast. And you guys can check us out there. And if you have it to give, thank you. Please do.
Yeah, we'd love that.
We'll give you a shout out. Or you can visit us online at bookoflifepodcast.com.
Book of Life.
Bookoflifepodcast.com. Or on Instagram, Book of Life Podcast. On Twitter, Book of Lies, Book of Lies Pod. Oh, can I give another thumbs up?
Oh my God.
I know, I'm sorry, I'm making this so long. So last week I was on Twitter, and I was just like, let me listen to some freaking podcasts. Like, you know, it's good to have other people listen to your podcast, and like, I'm always in the freaking car. So if you guys don't know about me, I commute. So I'm in my car for about 3 hours a day. Uh-huh. 5 days a week. Yeah. It's a fucking part-time job in my car. And that's when traffic is good. When it's garbage, it's like 4 hours a day. Seriously. So a podcast saved me. So I listen to podcasts a lot. So I was on Twitter. I was like, y'all, if you want me to listen, I'm listening today. Send me some podcasts. And like the response was ridiculous.
Oh, really?
Brandy, ridiculous. I listened to so many good podcasts. It was crazy. Like, there was one called, like, Comedy Geek, and it's, like, British, it's not British, it's Welsh, they're Welsh, excuse me. Welsh sketch comedy. It's all kinds of different things I found on there, so I was posting a lot of stuff on, Twitter this week, and I put a lot of,
Welsh people are British, by the way.
They are British, but then they also can be called Welsh, too.
Right, well,
I know, Great Britain.
Great Britain. Yeah. Anybody that's in Great Britain is British, like even Scottish people are.
Exactly,
British,
that's but. What, exactly, but I would, I probably like, but I'm Welsh.
Yeah.
That's like saying like.
But, they're not English, they're Welsh.
Right, yeah. It's like, oh, you're American, right? You're like, yeah.
I'm Californian.
I'm from California.
Well, we don't say I'm North American, like,
no,
you know.
No, exactly.
But, yeah.
From California.
Like, but you're American, like.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, it's weird. I don't know where I'm trying to get at. I don't know where I'm going. Anyway, I listened to your guys' podcast, so you guys are amazing. You guys are doing great work. There's lots of great, like, production and sound effects and, like, storytelling. And people are, like, putting together things and performing it. And it's amazing. I was just really astonished by the podcast that I got the opportunity to listen to. So I think that's going to be my thing on Thursdays. I'm just going to listen to just random podcasts. You guys send them to me. Book of Lies Pod on Twitter. And I will listen, and I will review.
Yeah.
And I will be active.
Yeah, so, I listened to, what's it called? Oh my God, I can't remember the name of it, but they talk about deaths, murders, and deaths in the rock and roll community.
Ooh, interesting.
And, but the problem with that it's like they have seasons, and it's only like 8 episodes a season. Ah. And so they've only got, like, I think there's 3 seasons. So they talked about, like, Kurt Cobain mm-hmm. and Courtney Love. Mm-hmm. They talk about Jerry Lee Lewis and how he basically, he has 2 dead wives that,
quote unquote,
have like suspicious circumstances around them. And then like, who else? There's a couple and I was just like, wow, I didn't know that. Like they talk about Sid and Nancy, Sid Vicious and Nancy Spungen. They're, Sid Vicious was, the lead singer of, I was going to say the Misfits. Is it the Misfits? One of those punk bands from the 70s. Mm-hmm. And his girlfriend got murdered. Oh. And the circumstances around it basically were like, okay, well, you probably did this. Like, he didn't remember it. Mm-hmm. But he ended up dying, like, 2 weeks after she did.
Interesting. What do you know what it's called, the podcast?
I'm trying to remember.
Another one.
I think it's an iHeartRadio podcast.
Really?
I mean, I listen on, you know, a different platform, but I think it's produced by iHeartRadio.
Okay.
And it's called, oh my gosh, I can't remember. The guy, though, I think his voice, I think he did the narration for some other
one podcast I will give a big hello to and how do you do is Dear Murder Street.
What's that?
So Dear Murder Street is very interesting. These two sisters also, the Carroll sisters. Hey, girls. Mm. Hey, girl. Hey. They apparently grew up on a murder street, like next door lived.
To a murder?
Yeah. What was his name? John.
Wayne Gacy?
No. John.
John Hinckley?
No. John Dearborn.
Okay.
John Dearborn apparently freaked out, killed his family, killed his mom, killed his wife, killed his son. And left their bodies in the living room and then, like, left.
Oh, the rich guy? The guy with the stained glass ceiling?
No, that's not him.
Oh, okay.
The guy disappeared and he was never to be found. Like, they couldn't find him. And then they lived next to the house where this motherfucker lived. And it was just creepy. Like, there was, like, a lot of paranormal activity. One of the sisters, like, says that the son's ghost, like, saved her life. And I kind of believe it. People would see the son running around because he was a runner. So they would see him, like, jogging with no shirt on all the time in town. Like, random people would say they'd seen this guy. Mm-hmm. So they grew up next to this house, and there was a fire in the house. And then there was a kid who lived in the house before this fire.
It wasn't that guy?
No, it's a different guy. And he was saying that he felt like people were, like, talking. He would hear voices. And like,
in the house?
In the house.
And nobody lived in the house anymore?
What this boy and his parents lived in the house, and it'd been sold a couple of times, but, like, they're in the house now. Okay. And while these girls are living next door, they're in high school, and this is going on. And he was just, like, having a hard time in the home. And then a fire happens, and they're bringing people out of the house, and they bring an extra body out of the house. And the fucking John Dearborn was living in the fucking house. Hidden for like over 20 years.
He was living in the house?
He was living in the house.
He wasn't dead?
He wasn't dead. He was living in the house. He was talking to that boy through the motherfucking walls. He was whispering sweet nothings in his ear.
What?
Yeah. So these girls, they live next door, and this is like kind of, you know, their story and the weird shit, and they tell stories about the weird stuff that goes on over there. And their production is amazing. Like, they'll, like, people will write in letters, and they'll, like, answer issues and questions and stuff, and they get into, like, precarious situations in their life or whatever with, like, one girl stops, like, a hit from happening or something like that. I don't know. It's interesting. So I've been listening to them, actually. That's a podcast I've been listening to, Dear Murder Street.
Oh, my God.
So they're funny. I like them.
Yeah, there's one, actually, that I found. It's called Crime & Co. Mm-hmm. And these triplet sisters.
Triplets!
Yeah, they're triplets. And they basically do, you know, true crime and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, like, two of them are in the house together, and then one of them always, like, calls in. The only issue I have about it is that, like, I think they have maybe the mic too close to her, you know, whatever their Skype, I don't know, whatever it is. And so when she talks, I have to turn it down, and I have to turn it back up, and I have to turn it down, and I have to turn it back up, and I'm just like, you guys need to fix this. But otherwise
it's great.
Yeah, it's a good podcast.
Awesome. All right, well, I feel like that's all we have for you today. This is a long one. But thank you guys for listening. Thanks for sitting around and listening to the episode this far, if you know, made it through.
They're like, God, you guys need to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up! You're ruining it for me! But yeah, check us out. I've redone our website, so like everything you need like to find us is on bookofwespodcast.com. All the social, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, and even the Twitter feed's on there, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Dude, I was coding my ass off. I was like, there's got to be an easier way to do this.
You weren't just dragging and dropping?
No, I had to code in the freaking feed on the website.
Oh, that sucks.
It was easy.
Google!
It was easy. That was easy. So, I am Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Flakes.
And this is...
Book of Lies,
the podcast. Bum, bum, bum.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.